What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You don't know what that art is, Mr. Trash. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired, I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We've said it once before, we've said it again. The truth will always set you free. This is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, the mad ramblings of a Gen Xer. Elon Musk is trying to expose the truth of the Hunter Biden suppression story on Twitter. He has pulled back the curtain. He has opened the blinds. He's letting the sunlight in. But the problem is the liberals aren't looking at what the sun is showing. They're just going after Musk. They're just basically saying that, you know what? He shouldn't be doing this. They're not looking at the substance of the story. They're not looking at the substance of the email. They're more concerned that this is just being done in general, that he has pulled back the curtain, and we are looking and we are seeing Oz for what it is, that basically the U.S. government and the Biden administration, not at the administration at the time, but the Biden campaign was basically using Twitter as its own conduit, as its own access of information, and it suppressed the Hunter Biden story, that it went to great lengths to make sure that this information did not get out, even to the fact that you could not, and I forgot about this, you could not even forward the Hunter Biden story on a DM through Twitter. They used a algorithm or a measure that they have in place that is used mainly for like child pornography and things that are vulgar and offensive, that will not allow you to forward that or send that to someone. And I find that interesting that they used this tool to basically control free speech. And over time, staff and executives they basically gave more tools and more information to the Biden team in reference to controlling the narrative. One executive wrote to another one, more to review from the Biden team, and the reply came back simply, handled. And then Matt Taibbi, I can never say his name. We'll call him old Matt there, shared a screenshot of the October 20th exchange featuring links to tweets that the Biden team allegedly wanted them to take down. I'm not even going to say allegedly, because they did it. And many of them were tweets referencing to pornographic images of Hunter Biden, which were found on the laptop. And that's according to the Washington Free Beacon investigative reporter, Andrew Kerr. Andrew Kerr's an idiot. But they took down more information. They suppressed the story. James Baker, the attorney who was actually worked for the FBI, which is kind of interesting, was basically the one that came up with the story of this is hacked materials. And they knew it wasn't hacked materials. They knew it. They knew it 1,000%. They were just coming up with a way that they could just not have this information. And I love it because Jack Dorsey, who was the former CEO, evidently they did this without his knowledge. The former head of legal policy and trust was the key players, that he had no knowledge of information. I'm calling bullshit on that as well. I love it. They just one former employee characterized it as they just freelanced it. Hacking was the excuse, but within hours, pretty much everyone realized that that wasn't going on or wasn't going to hold, but no one had the guts to reverse it. It's just crazy. And like I said, and Twitter's former deputy general counsel, Jim Baker, I say James Baker, but it's Jim Baker, replied, "I support that conclusion. We need more facts to assess whether the materials was hacked, but it's reasonable for us to assume that they may have been, and caution is warranted." Okay, this is also the same guy that worked for the FBI, for those that remember. This is the same guy. Oh, my God. And you have to laugh. And because you know they were all Biden partisans at Twitter, a large portion of them were, And you know that they, you know, Donald Trump, for all of his craziness and Donald Trump, for all the speeches that he gives and all the wacky things that he says about stolen elections and this and this. I don't think the election was stolen. I never thought that there was a, you know, there was a concerted effort to have multitudes of votes switched. I don't think any of that. Like I said, it's not a conspiracy theory, but I do think some ways the election was stolen, because if you went back and there was a number of people that they did surveys and they spoke to independents, and something like 40% of independents said they would have changed their vote to Donald Trump if they knew the Hunter Biden story was true. So if you want to think about it, if you want to talk about a stolen election, technically it was a stolen election. Not in regards to what Donald Trump is saying, but it's stolen by the fact that Biden was able, the Biden administration, the Biden team was able to suppress information which was actually true and is true and has now been verified by CBS. CBS has come out and said 2 years later, after an independent audit, this information on the Hunter Biden laptop is true. Where are the 51 guys, the 51 security guys, that FBI agents and people that came out and said that this was hacked Russian materials? What happened to those guys? Where did they go? Where did they disappear to? I'm very curious about that as well, because they are no longer around anywhere, and they're no longer anywhere to be found. I do find it funny that Elon Musk did a Twitter space, and one of the things that he said, I think it was Saturday night, and there was like a million people on it. He basically said that he's not going to commit suicide. You know, that the that if anything happens to him, he did not commit suicide. And that of course, goes back to anyone that goes against the Democratic Party or certain people in the Democratic Party just somehow always show up as committing suicide or getting into a horrible car accident. Again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do find it interesting that certain people do end up dead when they challenge certain people in the Democratic Party. And I do find that interesting. And like I said, the liberal rage is not about the information. It's not about what they did on Twitter. It's the fact that this is all hack stuff. And this guy is the puppet of Mr. Musk. And I love it. Jon Favreau, who does the movies, does the X-Men movies and all that stuff. Director, he directed Elf and a bunch of other movies. He says, Elon is spending the evening trying to embarrass someone who struggles with addiction so that he can juice engagement on a platform he bought that's hemorrhaging money. Or maybe the fact that he is just trying to show the world what went on. And I've talked about this before. When you are in a banana republic, when you're in a banana dictatorship, the first thing they teach you and the first thing they tell you is you control the media. You control the media, you control the narrative, you control the population. So more people now are worried not about the truth and the information that's actually on his laptop, that there was a pay-per-play scandal going on when Biden was vice president. We're not worried about that. We're not worried about the large amounts of cash coming in from foreign entities into the vice president's pocket and his family's pocket. We're not worried about that. We're not worried about the potential that your U.S. president is compromised by multitudes of governments and unfriendly governments. We're not worried about that. We're worried about the fact that poor little boy has some problems. He's got an addiction. Hunter Biden's got an addiction. He's got addiction problems. That's what we're worried about. We're not worried about anything else. And you got other people to say that, that it's just that you had one person put out a tweet to leap to a political contributions as a reason the right was more than often to report for rule breaking is just bad reasoning and really bad reporting. Good thing this guy doesn't have an editor. Again, you attack the person, you don't attack, you're not attacking the substance of what is going on. And I love Lincoln Project's Rick Wilson produced a flippant response tweeting, back to putting on the Christmas lights and trees and drinking champagne, enjoy disgusting Hunter Biden's dick pictures. Again, you are not talking about the information that is in front of you. You're talking about stupid stuff because you're just trying to divert away from the actual problem. The actual problem. And then you had Brian Tyler Cohn say, so Twitter was acting under orders of the government, except Biden wasn't president of the United States yet. And it's a First Amendment violation, except Twitter can't violate 1A as a private business. And the takedown requests from the team to Biden were nudes against Twitter. Going to great otherwise. Again, you're missing all the information that this is truth. And you're only talking about one section of the information. Because that's what the left focuses on. They focus on one section and they do not look at the big picture and they use that as the rallying cry. Abortion!
It's all about abortion and democracy.
That's what they do. But they don't focus on inflation. They don't focus on the actual portions of the job reports that show that we are heading into, or if not already into, a recession. They don't look at that. They focus on dick pics and say, this is what it's all about. No, it's the fact that a man who was not even president yet and his team was in cahoots with a entity of the media, which in some people will say is more powerful in regards to terrestrial broadcasts and to disseminate information. And they controlled it to sit there and squash a narrative or a story that turned out to be 100% true and everybody knew it. But you stop that information from being shown. It's just crazy. It's crazy that we're not looking at the substance. The light, like I said, the curtain has been thrown open. The information has been shined on, but we are not looking at that substance. We are looking at and using the focus of dick pics from Hunter Biden as the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is, if you want to talk about election interference, yes, there was election interference. There was 100%. But that's all right, because we don't want to have to worry about that. We don't have to want to deal with that. We don't want to have to focus on that. We don't need any honesty. We just need to divert and do basically a magic trick and show people, okay, don't look at what's going on over here, but because that's the truth. You need to look at what's going on over here, because I'm going to take one small portion of this story and focus on that and call that the end of the day and say that is the most important part, not the problem that we are having and not the true issue that one party, and you have a two political party system, that one party went out and manipulated a portion of the media to take a story which turned out to be true, which would have influenced people to vote a different way in the election, and turn around and say, well, that doesn't really matter.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I feel like I've gone crazy sometimes. And you have Gen Z, which just eats this crap up. And I have to laugh, though, because I'm starting to think that Gen Z is turning the corner. After the whole fiasco of this, and I'm talking about the student loans, which the Biden administration knew they were never going to have. They never had a legal maneuvering to actually do what he did via executive order. This needs to be passed by the legislative branches. This has to be passed. You can't do what he did, but he did it to buy votes. So hopefully they get smart enough. Hopefully they get smart enough to figure it out. And then I love it because one other thing I want to bring up, the FBI warned Twitter of the Hunter Biden hack and leak operation before the 2020 exposure was censored. So that warning came ahead. That's another report coming out. But we're not gonna talk about that right now, because of the fact that there is just so much corruption, I feel like, in this administration right now. And you have to laugh and you kind of have to think to yourself, you know, and like I said, I'm not one of these people that have the conspiracy theorists. I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of these people that think that the government is injecting us with things in reference to COVID vaccines that are going to control our minds or track us. I don't believe in any of that. But I laugh, though, because it's interesting that you take it back and you look at this story and you're like, oh my God, they really did try to suppress the information in reference to this story. And they went through a segment of the media which a lot of people get their information from, and they control that narrative. So it's kind of interesting. It just kind of makes you think for a minute. And it just says, well, you know what? Maybe the government is involved in more things that we don't know of. So, but I do love it because, like I said, you see the headlines all over now. FBI warned Twitter of the Hunter Biden hack and leak operation in a weekly meetings before censoring. So you don't want to sit there and say, well, the FBI is involved. But the FBI has gotten a black eye a little bit over the last couple of years. And are they as trusted as most people want to think they are now? I don't think they are. And I think they've lost that trust in some regards. I think they can gain it back. But it is interesting that it's just you don't want to believe this stuff, but you see it and you're just like, it's crazy. And I love it because, like I said, Elon Musk claims the risk of his assassination is quite significant. You know what? I don't disbelieve that. I really don't. He came out and said, frankly, the risk of something bad happening to me or even literally being shot is quite significant. It's not that hard to kill someone if you want to. So hopefully they don't get me and the fate smile upon me and the situation with me that it doesn't happen. But there's definitely a risk. He's the richest man in the world. He's got himself a security team. I'm not worried about, unless they put him in prison, put him in prison somewhere. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Elon Musk. I was jokingly telling my wife that, you know, I need to go out and buy a Tesla because, you know, the government's going to come after him. You know, the government's going to come after him. They've already talked about the fact that they need to start looking at his international business dealings and everything else and where the money's coming from in reference to the way things are financed, probably with SpaceX and Tesla and everything else going on. But they're going to have to start coming out of, you know, they're going to have to start coming out after him. I mentioned earlier about the, if people seem to forget, they're the former top Intel chiefs. They came out, there was 51 of them. And they came out and basically said that the Hunter Biden emails and everything was hacked. Not hacked, excuse me, was Russian disinformation. And they said it's all the classic earmarks of Russian information operations. And it's all disinformation. And I love it because I remember this statement because this gun came out on October 19th, 2020. And it's funny because I believe it was 51 guys and gals that signed this letter. And no one's come out now since it's been formally proven multitudes of times that this information was true. And I never understood how they came to the conclusion that this was hacked information. I never came to that conclusion how they figured that out. It never dawned on me how they figured it out. But now they're as silent can be. We got a lot of fun episodes coming up the next couple days. We're going to try to be doing a episode daily, if not every other day, starting tomorrow. You know, with the holidays coming up and everything going around, I didn't really have a lot of time. But we are going to start doing a lot more fun shows. I got a lot of information. I have a large list of topics that I want to go through starting tomorrow. So we're going to do that. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. For those that have been downloading the podcast and leaving positive reviews and everything else, thank you so much. I'm going to continue to do this as long as people continue to listen to it. And, you know, like I said, as long as the craziness in this world is going on, there will always be content. And we've said it once before, and we will say it once again. The truth shall always set you free. This is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, the Mad Ramblings of the Gen Xer. And we will see you next time.